Welcome back to That's Cricket. Cooper Connolly, the man from Australia, gets the win for the Punjab Kings over the Titans. What a game. We're going to break down all the first four games of the IPL. We're going to kick it off with the Kings versus the Titans. That just wrapped up. Cooper Connolly, he was sent in at number three from Ricky Ponting, and he did the job for the Kings. It got a little bit close at the end than the Kings would have liked, but they got it done. Xavier Butler and Cooper Connolly finished off the game. What a game. It was a beautiful game of cricket. The Titans at the Kings ground. It was a good start for the Titans. They have a very good top three. They were one of the best top three last year. And they're going to look to do the same this year. They had a good start. 37 for one. They got off to a nice quick start for them. Janssen, he was really economical today. He was a really good bowling, did a really good job bowling for the Kings. He was kind of the standout for them. And he kind of brought it back. Bartlett got carded in the second over, big over, hit for 14 or so. And looking at the Kings bowling lineup, I mean, they have one of the best bowling attacks considering the all-rounders they have. They have Janssen, Bartlett, and Stoinis, and they didn't even get to use Stoinis today. They didn't need to use him. He got a duck with the bat and didn't bowl, so didn't need him at all today. They could have left him in the sheds. And then Vishak, the bowler, very good for the Kings overall. But in the batting department, there were Gill. He was 39 of 27. Butler, 38 from 33. Finally finding some form, Butler. He was only averaging less than 20 coming out of the World Cup. Had a very, very, very poor World Cup. I was almost calling for him to retire and maybe not even be in the squad and maybe find something else to keep. But in the IPL, he does very, very well, just like last year, into this year. He got 38 of 33 back into form. So after six overs, there was 51 for one, 54 for one. And then Gill gets out in the deep, instead 39 off 27. At the 12 over mark, they were 102 for two. They weren't able to push on. They probably were at least 20 runs short, the Titans. They only end up with 162 for six, which is the lowest score of the first four games by far. And the Kings came out, and they had Cooper Connolly. The big news was early in the week, Cooper Connolly was going to open the batting. But come in at number three, Ricky Ponting is priming him. I've been talking about how Australia is in priming him. He has played in a couple of ODIs. He's played in some T20s. He plays over here for the San Francisco Unicorns in the MLC. And today, he showed that he is worth it. He is going to be the guy for the Kings, and he really held it down for them. Singh. 37 at the start there, and he came up to come in early, Cooper Connolly. He came in into the second over, and he batted very well. He was in the 40s for a very long time. He had this weird situation where he kept hitting singles and getting off strike. Then there was a collapse for the Kings. They lost 4 for 8, a big collapse. They had the swing on the projected score that they had projected a 96% into the 11th over that the Kings would win, and then by the end of the fourth wicket falling in a row at the end of the 15th over, they were down to about a 60% trial of winning. There was a swing and a momentum shift for the Titans. Krishna was subbed in and was able to get some wickets. Looked really good. He was 3 for 29. They kind of threw their wickets away. The Kings, like I said, Stoinis got a duck. There was a 3, a 4, a duck. Janssen even threw it away. He got 9 off 10. But Cooper Connolly steadied the ship, got his 50, got 72 off 44, and he is now looking the man for the Kings. But as the game was playing, I went to his Instagram. He has 40,000 followers. I project in the next 24 hours, he may get close to a million followers. They may go wild for Cooper Connolly. The Kings win. Kings win, look very good. They were top of the table last year, look very good. Bowling department for the Titans, Rashid Khan, 29 for one. Cooper Connolly hit 103.6 off Rashid Khan at the back of the hand, half tracker, got absolutely dispatched. Huge hit. But yes, they didn't have too many answers, the bowling department for the Titans. Like I said, Krishna was able to kind of tie it back there towards the end, but early days, they were just kind of all over them. The Kings win. Kings win their first game. Game number four. Going in reverse order. Going back to game number three.